Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg on Friday presented the 16th annual Gratias Agate Awards in recognition of those who promote the good name of the Czech Republic abroad. This year's 12 laureates of the prize include former figure skating champion Aja Vrzaňová, UK-based architect Eva Jiříčná, composer Antonín Tučapský and others. Jan Richter went to the award ceremony and has this report.
The annual Gratias Agate Awards were presented in the Great Hall of the Černín Palace to 12 people, Czech expats as well as foreigners, who in their countries work to develop ties with the Czech Republic and promote the country's reputation. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said many of the personalities never turned their back on their native country, even in the difficult times of communism, when Czechoslovakia did not have a good name abroad. Aja Vrzáňová-Steindl left Czechoslovakia in 1950 after winning two world figure skating championships. She settled in the United States, where she became involved in the Czech emigre community and has since 2007 served as the chairwoman of the International Coordination Committee of Czechs Abroad.
I'm so thrilled that I lived long enough to receive this and that I deserve it, that they think that I deserve it, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud to have received it from the hands of Minister Schwarzenberg. I think so much of him, and it's very touchy and very, it's wonderful.
Eva Jiříčná left Czechoslovakia for the United Kingdom after the Soviet invasion in 1968 and has become an internationally renowned architect. Ms. Jiříčná received many awards for her contribution to architecture and design, and in 1994 was appointed a commander of the Order of the British Empire.
It just makes me feel really elevated, but I would like to say that, you know, we have got lots of colleagues in my profession who definitely deserve similar award, much more than I do. This award, I think it comes through because I had the opportunity for 22 years of deep communism to work abroad, and therefore gaining experience, which I think it was useful when Velvet Revolution came. But of course, my colleagues never had this opportunity, so I would like to say that I'm always aware of being lucky one, and I would really like sincerely to share it with everybody who deserves it more than I do.
The composer, conductor and teacher Antonín Tučapský came to London in 1975 after the communist authorities banned him from all artistic activities. He has written more than 350 compositions and popularized the work of his compatriot Leoš Janáček. Mr. Tučapský held a teaching position at the Trinity College of Music in London for 21 years and says that now he devotes most of his time to composing.
I have a lot of commissions for composition, so I've retired and now devote myself only for composition. Of course, I am still composing, less and slower, no doubt, according to my age, and in fact, I couldn't be without it.
The Gratias Agate Awards were this year also presented to three foreigners, including Nazmi Akiman from Turkey. The former diplomat is now the chair of the Czech-Turkish Business Council and represents the Czech-based car producer Škoda Auto in Turkey.
I am at the board of Yuji Auto, which sells Škoda cars for the 25 years.
Are Škoda popular cars in Turkey?
Well, we have 150,000 cars running around Turkish roads at this moment, and we sold them all.
The awards for promoting the good name of the Czech Republic award were also handed to Jalai Bayruzma Altan Ohrir from Mongolia, Silva Berková de Arredondo from Argentina, Vladimir Blaha from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Jiří Chmel from Austria, Anna Janku from Egypt, Ladislav Pavlík from Germany, and Natalia Tumarec from Ukraine.
Jan Richter reporting from a ceremony in Prague's Černín Palace.